The Supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us on a special day.
Al-Quds tunadina. القدس تنادينا
قدس تنادي قدس تنادي قدس تنادينا.
Today Friday is the 23rd of Ramadan 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Farvardin 1402 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of April 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, let's listen to chapter Al-Hujurat, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innamal mu'minuna ikhwatun fa'aslihu bayna akhawaykum. واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
The believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers, and fear Allah that you may receive mercy.
لا إله Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that inasmuch as you strive to reconcile two brothers, it is also incumbent upon you to make peace seriously and decisively amongst conflicting believers. What a meaningful and interesting expression. All believers are like brethren, and contention and conflicts running amongst brethren are to be replaced by peace and sincerity. That's one of the most significant social responsibilities of Muslims against one another in administration of justice is clarified with all its dimensions.
We are Hezbollah! We are Hezbollah!
Dear brothers and sisters, today is Quds Day. Since 19 AD, on the last Friday of Ramadan, millions of Muslims all over the world have held parades to celebrate Al-Quds Day. Al-Quds Day is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, on which demonstrations are held across the world to protest against the occupation of Palestine. Soon after the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Imam Khomeini, may Allah keep his soul in peace, called on Muslims to dedicate this day to demanding the rights of oppressed Muslims around the world, particularly in Palestine. On this day, rallies are organized before Friday prayer to protest against the occupation of Palestine and the oppression of its people. In some countries, due to lack of police authorization on Friday, the rallies make on another day, or there is only permission for holding conferences on that day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Day of Quds and its importance. Muslims and freedom lovers from around the world commemorate the International Quds Day every year. So the question is that why such a ceremony is of utmost importance for the Islamic world. The late Imam Khomeini designated the last Friday of holy month of Ramadan as the International Quds Day in order to open a new phase of solidarity with Palestinians and invite Muslim and freedom-loving nations to be vigilant in the face of Zionism and global arrogance. The International Quds Day has turned into the symbol of unity, integrity, and cohesion among Muslim nations when it comes to the Palestinian cause, and the occupation of Al-Quds as the most important issue of the Islamic world. Therefore, Muslims commemorate the day on the last Friday of Ramadan each year. Muslim and freedom-seeking nations hold ceremonies, rituals, and demonstrations in order to support the rights of the Palestinians to rule their own ancient country and decide their own fate, as well as the Palestinian refugees' rights to come back to their homeland. The participants of the demonstration want to reveal the criminal nature of the fake regime and underline that the Zionist regime is the main and common enemy of Muslim nations and the whole human beings. The international support for the cause of Palestine have strengthened the might of resistance in the region. The Palestinian resistance groups have increased their rocket power as a deterrent tool to stop Zionist expansionist policy. This year's International Quds Day is the same as the previous year's demonstrations. Given the regional and global developments of the recent year, holding such a demonstration shows the doctrine of the Islamic world and the resistance movement in the face of enemies' plots and schemes.
sound of a Lebanese child being terrorized by Israeli bombing. Palestinian children dying every day. How many will be killed this Ramadan? How many will not make it home safe tonight? Do you care? Will you stand with them? Will you march for Palestine? Make us stand for justice. March against Israeli oppression. Join the Quds Day March.
There's only one thing in my mind, and that is that when I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, I will be able to say, Ya Allah, I did whatever I could for those who are oppressed. I heard your command. Stand up for the sake of those oppressed men, women and children who are crying, who are saying, Ya Allah, send us a helper.
Embrace the spirit of Ramadan. Join the struggle for justice.
In this part, we'll look at Al-Quds Day in Ayatollah Khamenei's speeches. What is important is that the world of Islam should not forget about the issue of Palestine. America, the arrogant powers, and constant superpowers of Zionists have forced Muslims to forget the issue of Palestine, but the Islamic Ummah and the Iranians should not allow the issue of Palestine to be forgotten. The issue of Palestine has only one solution, and that is the establishment of a Palestinian government in Palestine. Every inch of Palestine is an inch of Muslims' house. Any government other than a Palestinian, one and other than a Muslim, won over Palestine is a usurper. Our word is what Imam Khomeini said, that Israel must be wiped away. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we look at Imam Khomeini's wise idea to awaken Muslims. Before the Quds Day came into being, Palestine was an Islamic Arab issue. But after that, the world got focused on Israeli war crimes. Israeli systematic killing of the Palestinian children came into limelight. Islamic Revolution Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei once said that it is courageous of the European people and some Latin American countries to protest against the Zionist regime, which shows that the non-Muslim world has not been totally defeated by the wicked forces whose Quranic name is Satan. Imam Khomeini once said that the Zionist regime is a cancerous tumor that can only be removed with the uprising of Muslims and the world's weakened people against it. Imam Khomeini later said that the Quds Day is the day of war of the oppressed against the oppressors.
یکی از برجستگی های راهپیمایی روز قدس.
This action, confronting problems within the Islamic Ummah, is one of the prominent aspects of Quds Day rallies. Notice that in almost all small and large cities of Iran, the people take to the streets on Quds Day while they are fasting. In recent years, they have been doing so in hot weather. You were witness to the large gatherings of the people in Tehran and other cities. Those people are Shia, but they express their sympathy and support for the Palestinians who are Sunnis. This is the meaning of unity. This is the meaning of commitment to the unity of the Islamic Ummah. It is our magnanimous Imam Rahmatullahi Alayhi who led the foundation for this, and today the people are moving towards it, unity.
همدردی و همراهی میکنند. این معنای اتحاد اینه.
We are around to end this holy month by asking the Almighty to answer our prayers. And one of these prayers was to liberate the holy sites and the holy land in Palestine. This prayer is about to be answered, alhamdulillah. This is not my word. This is the word of many Zionist figures who are admitting that the project of Israeli state is a fail, is not living anymore. They are shocked by the bravery of the Palestinian youth, those who were born under occupation. They thought that those young people would be bombarded by the media and they will live after their desires, forgetting about their cause. And now what we're saying, that this generation, this young man and women like you, are the key of the soon liberation, inshallah. Why? Because this illegal state was built on aggression, on military, on occupation. So when it was defeated in Lebanon in 2000, and then defeated again in 2006, and defeated again and again with many wars on Gaza, and defeated with the bravery of the young men and women of the 67 occupied land, now the conspiracy is over.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We are in the month of Ramadan, so please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time. And fi amanillah. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Salam, dear listeners. Since we are marking the grand night of Qadr, on which God Almighty fixes destinies for the year to come, let us hear what the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says about destiny. Each step one takes is a step towards one's destiny.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about dua and prayer and supplication and how supplication repels various types of calamity. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. This is a very blessed and sacred month. It is the only month which has been mentioned by name in the Holy Quran. It is the month in which the Quran was revealed, and we are obliged to fast in this month. But most importantly, this is a month in which our supplications are more readily answered in comparison to other days of the year and other months of the year. And this is especially true in the night that we are approaching, and that is the night of ordainment, the famous Laylatul Qadr. As you know, in the month of Ramadan, there are three very important nights what we do in that night determines our destiny for the forthcoming and in the subsequent year. Right, so this is a very important night, and this night especially, the 23rd of the Ramadan, this night, this is especially important. As you know, the Laylatul Qadr, night of ordainment, it hasn't been specified specifically in any of the hadiths, right? And it's possible that it could change and vary from year to year. But nevertheless, there is a great possibility, it's more likely and more probable, for it to occur in one of these three nights, meaning the 19th, the 21st, and the 23rd, and the 23rd especially. This is probably attested to by the fact that one time a Bedouin came to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, and he said that I cannot come to the city, to the mosque, due to the fact that I live in the desert, I'm a Bedouin, I cannot come all the time. So in your opinion, which would be, I can only come, for example, once a month in this month of Ramadan. So which night should I come in? Which day should I come in? So the Prophet, he singled out this night, the 23rd. This kind of, according to some scholars, this gives weight to the fact that it's more likely that this is the Laylatul Qadr. In any case, this it's very good for us to pray and supplicate on this night, and the supplications that we make on this night can help repel the door of calamity from us. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Repel the doors of calamity with supplication." Idfa'u abwab al bala bidwa. By the prayers and the supplications that we make can repel and can repel these calamities from us and defend us from these great problems that that might be coming towards us in the forthcoming and subsequent year. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at dua and supplication as a defense against calamities and problems in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are with brothers Ali Nasir and Hussein Ruhullah, and also brother Hassan Nasrullah. Assalamu alaikum, brothers. How are you? And welcome.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
Hussein, are you fine?
Yes.
Okay, you're very welcome. Ali Nasir?
Alaikum assalam, sir.
How are you with fasting?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, good. How about Hassan Nasrullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, good. As you know, inshallah, today we'll talk about Ayah 65 of Surah Al Imran on page 58. Right?
Yes.
So, let's ask our brothers and sisters if they have their Quran, please turn to page 58, Ayah 65 of Surah Al Imran. Let's everybody listen to the recitation.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ahlal kitab lima tuhajjun fi Ibrahim wama unzilatit tawratu wal injilu illa min ba'dih.
Nice recitation, alhamdulillah. I really loved it. How about you? Huh?
Yes.
That was good? Yes?
Yes?
Okay. Inshallah, at the end of the session, we'll have a recitation all together, okay? After the tajweed rules. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, now we'll explain a short explanation, inshallah. Then we'll move on to the tajweed rules, inshallah. Stay with us till the end of the session, please. So, if you want to learn the Quran Kareem and recite it with tajweed rules, in Ayah 65 of Surah Al Imran, as I will read, Allah Almighty says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم
وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده أفلا تعقلون. Allah Almighty says that, O people of the book, Christians and Jews, why do you argue concerning Abraham alayhi salam? Neither the Torah nor the Evangel or Injil Bible were sent down until or after him. Do you not apply reason? Do you not understand? So Allah Almighty says, one of the beliefs, look, though the scholars, the priests of the Christians and the Jews, okay, they knew that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was before Prophet Isa, Prophet Musa alayhi salam. And when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam lived, okay, so there was no Torah, no Injil, right? So, but the Christians and Jews, okay, they were arguing that the Jewish people, okay, they were saying that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew, okay, a Jewish believer, okay, and the Christians said he was a Christian. So all of them, though they are new, okay, but they just because Prophet Ibrahim was, he's one of the prophet of Ulul Azm, okay, yes. So they were saying no, Prophet Ibrahim was from us. Prophet Ibrahim was a Christian. Prophet Ibrahim was a Jew, okay? They were saying like this. Prophet, Allah Almighty sent this ayah down, okay? Revealed this ayah to the Prophet. Told the Prophet, say to them, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, lima tuhajjuna fi Ibrahim? Why are you arguing on Ibrahim alayhi salam? You know that, wa ma unzilat al-Tawrat wal-Injil illa min ba'di. You know that Tawrat and Injil were sent after the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So if they were sent after the Prophet, how Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Christian? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Don't you really understand? Come on, stop kidding us, right? So, and in the next ayah, Allah Almighty said that. In the ayah 67, I think, yes. Allah Almighty says that Prophet Ibrahim was alayhi salam was a Hanif. He was not a Christian. He was not a Jewish, okay? He was a Hanif. Hanif means he was on the right path. Yes. He was not like you, like thinking like Prophet Isa alayhi salam was the son of God. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was God, right? He was not, the Holy Spirit was God. He didn't believe in these things. He believed Prophet Isa, even if Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was at their time, okay, he would say that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was the prophet of Allah. Yes? The Jewish people also believed, the Jewish, okay,
yes,
people, they believed that Prophet Uzair is the son of God. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرِ ibn Allah. وَقَالَتِ النَّصَارَ عِيسَى ibn Maryam ibn Allah. Okay? They were saying like this. So these beliefs were wrong. And Allah Almighty says that, no, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was Hanif. Hanif and Muslima. Okay? He was a Muslim. He truly surrendered, submitted to Allah Almighty. He was a Hanif on the right path. And he was not like you. Okay? It's very clear. It says sometimes, yeah, there are people, it gives us a message. Sometimes there are people, okay, who actually what? Who know the things, but they just want to cover it somehow. Look, they say Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Christian. They knew that the angel was sent after the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. How is it possible he was a Christian? Right?
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
That's all. Please refer to the Tafsir book, inshallah, for more explanation. Inshallah. Okay. Hassan, Ali Nasir, and Hussein. Now we will go through the Tajweed rules. Okay.
Okay.
As you know, the very first and important tajweed rule that we will mention, we actually mention in every tajweed session, is the pronunciation of the letters, yes?
Yes.
You have to be very careful about them. Ya ahl al-kitabi, ahl, ahl. Two letters are important here. What letters, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir?
Hamza.
Hamza.
Ha.
Ha.
Then we have
ha again, the ha, which is more thready sound, which has more thready sound. Fi Ibrahim.
Ain.
Illa min ba'dihi afala ta'aqilun. Yes, these letters are important. Okay, so now let's mention the rest of the letters, the rest of the rules. Ya ahla al-kitab. In the previous ayah, we talked about it. In the previous ayahs, قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. We talked about it, that Ya ahla al-kitab, the mad is not wajib. It is jais.
Yes.
Ya ahla al-kitab, the mad is jais. And also pay attention to the A sound, A sound, if you had. If you don't have an A sound here, we have an A sound, so pay attention to it. Look, لِمَا يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لِمَا تُحَاجُّونَ فِي إِبْرَاءِ. This is an A sound. وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ أَفَلَا تَعَقِلُونَ. The light letters and the heavy letters, okay? So the light letter, the rest of the letters are light, but the letter Ra has a heavy sound.
Yes.
Ra. Taurati. Ibrahim. So, Lima. Lima, the full word is Lima. Okay? Lima. Tuhajjuna. Lima. Alif is omitted here. Tuhajjuna. So, we talked about it, yes? Yeah. Yes, that if you have alif mad, or yes, the mad letter plus mushaddad letter, you have to stretch the sound.
Stretch the sound.
The mad is mandatory here. Lazim. Ya ahlal kitab lima tuhajjuna, right? Fi Ibrahim. Ibrahim, the letter ba has a bouncing sound. Rahim has a heavy sound. He has a long E sound. Hima, right? Fi Ibrahima. Wama unzilati tawratu. Wama. Is the mad wajib, Hussein? Wama unzil.
No.
Be careful, it's not wajib, yes?
Yes.
It's jais. Why is it jais?
Because Hamza and Mad are in different words.
Hamza and Mad are in two different words. They are not in the same word, in one word, right?
Yes.
Wama, Alif Mad is in the word Ma. Unzila, Hamza is in Unzila. So it's not wajib. Good job. At-Tawratu wal-Injil. One rule. I just forgot it. Unzila. Nun Sakin we got. So for Nun Sakin and Tanwin, we have four different rules. Let's talk about it. Which one of those four rules, Idhar, Iqlab, Idgham, and Ikhfa, which one of them is applied here?
Ikhfa,
for sure. Why?
Because the letter Za from the rest of
the letters. Rest of the letters. Good. It is in the rest of the letters. So that's why you hide the sound of the Noon. وَمَا أُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ. Injil. Hassan.
Yes.
Jim is from the rest of the letters, yes? Yes. Injil. Again, what do you do? Ikhfa.
Yes.
What does it mean?
Hiding the sound.
Hiding the sound. Yeah, hiding the sound of Noon. Good job. Injil. Illa min ba'dihi. Right? Illa min ba'dihi. If you stop, he changes to a sakin ha. Min
ba'dih.
Okay. Ali Nasir. We got again a Noon sakin. What should we do? We got a lot of Noon sakin.
Yeah.
Okay, Noon Sakin is followed by Ba.
Yes.
So what rule is applied here then?
Iqlab.
Iqlab for sure, yes. What does it mean? It means changing Noon Sakin sound into a hidden meme sound. Which means actually the Ikhfa of Meme Sakin. The Ikhfa of Meme Sakin. Min ba'di. Yes, Hussein? Afala ta'qilun. Ta'qilun. When you stop here, what should you do? Actually, not should, okay? You can do it. You have the option?
Stretch it.
To stretch the sound? Stretch. Or yeah. Madul arad li sukun. Afala ta'qilun. So, now, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, inshallah, now that we mentioned all the tajweed rules here in this ayah, we will recite, okay, once all together. And make sure, inshallah, you as well practice with us. Are you ready now, Hassan?
Yes.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم
يا أهل الكتاب لم تحاجون في إبراهيم
لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده
لم تحاجون في إبراهيم وما أنزلت التوراة والإنجيل إلا من بعده
أحسنتم من بعده if you pronounce it like a full meme a complete meme it's wrong okay mim no a hidden meme mim your lips should not like completely touch
yes
okay من بعده That's it. إلا من بعده Read it.
إلا من بعده
أحسنت ما شاء الله. That's correct. أفلا تعقلون
أفلا تعقلون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله May Allah bless you inshallah Thank you so much brothers and sisters dear listeners for being with us till now inshallah We really recommend you stay with us in the holy month of Ramadan and after the holy month of Ramadan we have the Quranic sessions every day for you inshallah with tajweed and a short tafsir explanation inshallah So thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevilla International Schools for cooperation. That's from us for today. If you have any questions, brothers?
No.
No questions?
No.
Okay. See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Thank you so much. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
You are a true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to the program, The Last Savior. And I'm your host, Zainab. Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified family, said, The one who does not know the Imam of his time dies the death of an ignorant. But in this program, we try to give all the important details one needs to know about the Imam of his time. And today we have had the pleasure to invite Dr. Kareem in our episode. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to have you, sir. Well, we have been talking about the certain signs of reappearance of Imam, and we have reached a point, Khasfe Beida. I want you to give a little more description about this concept and also about the number of that.
Basically, as we mentioned in the previous session, one of the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, and may Allah hasten his reappearance, is an event which is called Khasf bil Bayda or Khasf Bayda, which means that an army of Sufyani, I mean one of his armies, when they are going to the city of Mecca to kill Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, in a miraculous way, in a land between Mecca and Medina, which is called Bayda, the earth will swallow up the army. So this is one of the definite signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The sign which is related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is only the khasf, the swallowing up, in the land which is called Bayda.
Okay.
But according to some narrations, there are a number of such events, I mean khasf, but the other ones are not among the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay.
The only definite one is the khasf in Bayda, in that special land between Mecca and Medina.
Yeah.
But we have other ones too. Somehow they are related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, but the only point is that they are not among the definite ones.
Yeah.
They might be, according to some narrations, among the indefinite ones. One of them is called the Khasf in a land called Jabia, which is one of the cities of Sham, the Levant. It has a gate, a very famous one, and it's been mentioned that the second caliph, for example, he delivered a sermon in this place, which is known as Khutbah Jabia.
Okay.
So there is one narration regarding a khasf taking place in Jabia. The narration is authentic, mentioned by Nu'mani in his Al-Ghiba. In this narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying, Ya Jabir, addressing his famous companion Jabir, the Imam says that, stay in your house and do not move your hand or feet, meaning that do not do anything before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Right.
And then the Imam begins to talk about alamat, the signs, and the Imam addressing Jabir says that, wait until you see these alamat, these signs. And one of them is the following. One of the cities, one of the villages in Sham, which is called Jabia, will be swallowed up.
Okay.
This is in Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, page 288, hadith 67. Also, Sheikh Al-Mufid has quoted it in Al-Ishad, volume 2, page 372, and Sheikh Al-Tusi in his Al-Ghiba, page 441. We have another narration in which the Imam says that وَتَرَى مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي بِدَمِشْقِ وَخَسْفٍ بِقَرْيَةٍ مِّنْ قُرَاهَا. According to this narration, the Imam is talking about Khasf in one of the cities of Sham.
Yeah.
The Imam doesn't mention the name, but it seems that the narration is referring to the same event. So, because of the fact that we have one authentic narration and mentioned by great Shia scholars like Sheikh Mufid, Sheikh Tusi, and Nu'mani, we can say that this is one of the signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
But is it among the definite signs? Of course not, because no narration calls it a definite sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right, we'll discuss more with you after a short break, dear listeners. Stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
Welcome back. You're listening to The Last Savior. I'm your host Zainab with Dr. Karimi. Dr. Karimi, before going to the break, we have been talking about the event of Khasfil Bagida, which you said that is the swallowing up of the land. The name of the land is Baida. Baida is a land between Mecca and Medina, which will swallow an army of Sufyani who intend to kill Imam Zuma. But however, we have another narrations which say that no, the swelling up of land will take place in Syria, and the name of the land is Jabia.
So this is one of the other events that is called Khasf in Jabia. Another place regarding which we have some narrations is called Harasta with Ha. Again, it's a place in a city in Sham in Syria, some kilometers away from Sham or Syria or Levant.
Okay.
There's some narrations again about the fact that there would be a Khasf, a swallowing up of the land, in this place, Harasta. For example, in one narration, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam is quoted as saying, he of course narrates from Imam Ali alayhi salam. He talks about some of the events. For example, he says that there will be an earthquake in Sham. More than 100,000 people would be killed. And then he says that when it happened, then look at a city or a village which is called Harasta, and there will be a Khasf in this place. It's been mentioned by Nu'mani in his Al-Ghiba, page 317, hadith number 16. Now, when it comes to Shia sources, it seems that this is the only Shia source which has quoted this narration regarding the Khasf in Harasta. But interestingly, we have various narrations in Sunni sources about this event, Khasf in Harasta. For example, in Al-Fitan, page 124, which is a Sunni source, Imam Ali alayhi salam is quoted as saying, when the people with different flags, all of them being black, they have a kind of difference among them, then there will be a Khasf in Harasta.
All right.
In another narration, Muhammad bin Hanafiya is quoted as saying, of course, he's not one of the infallible imams, but he's quoted as saying that there is a qarya, يقال لها حرستا, and it is called حرستا, يخطف بقارية يقال لها الحرستا. This place, which is called حرستا, there would be a khasf, a swallowing up in this place.
Okay.
And in Tariq Medina to Damesh, one of the famous Sunni sources of history, volume 2, page 216, لا يخرج المهدي حتى يخطف بقارية في الغوطة تسمى حرستا. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we know that this is one of the common beliefs between Shia and Sunnis. The only difference is that we believe he was born in 255, and according to them, Mahdi will be
born
in future. Although they agree that the son of Imam Askari alayhi salam was born.
Yeah.
So according to this narration, Mahdi will not begin his uprising before a khasf taking place in a place in a village in Ghouta in Syria, which is called Harasta.
Okay.
So regarding this second one, the point is that, we cannot rely on the Sunni sources in this regard. And the narration which is mentioned in Shia sources, the only narration is not that authentic. So for this one, we cannot say for sure that, even it is among the indefinite signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yes, we'll discuss more with you, Dr. Karimi, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned. This is The Last Savior, and we have Dr. Karimi with us, and we are talking about the swallowing up of land. Will that take place in Baida? Will it take place in Syria? Like, is it the land called Jabia, or is it the land in Syria called as Harasta? Dr. Karimi is helping us.
Yeah, and in yet other narrations, we are told of three khasf taking place. One of them in the east, one of them in the west, and one of them in Jaziratul Arab. There are a couple of narrations in this regard. For example, Ibn Abbas quotes the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family as saying that the Prophet says that when I went to Mi'raj, to Isra, on that special journey to the heaven, which is called Isra or Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told me the following, that from your progeny there would be 11 imams. I mean, after Imam Ali alayhi salam, then there would be 11 imams. And the last of them is the one behind whom Jesus alayhi salam will say his prayer. We know that according to many narrations, after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, Jesus also will come down from wherever he is.
Yeah.
And he will join the imam, he will support
the
imam.
In the congregation prayers.
Yeah, and he will say the prayer behind the imam, meaning that the imam is the leader of the prayer.
Yeah.
And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Prophet continues to say that, وَعِنْدَ ذَلِكَ, because the Holy Prophet asks about the time of this event. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions some signs, and one of them is that عند ذلك ثلاثة خصوف, at that time there would be three khasfs, one of them in Mashriq, in the east, one of them in Maghrib, in the west, and وخصف بجزيرة العرب, and the third one in جزيرة العرب. Again, in another narration we read, there are signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. One of them, khasfum bil mashriq, khasfum bil maghrib, khasfum bil bayda. One of them is in the east, one of them is in the west, and one of them is in bayda.
Okay.
So, putting together all these narrations, we can come to this conclusion that maybe khasfum bil maghrib, the khasf in maghrib, is referring to the one that will take place in Sham or Syria.
Right.
Be it Jabia or Harasta.
Okay.
And Khasfun bil Mashriq, which is referring to a Khasf in the east, is talking about another Khasf, which according to some narration will take place in Baghdad or Basra.
Okay.
And the Khasf in Jaziratul Arab is referring to Khasf Bayda, which is between Mecca and Medina, and this is the only one which is among the definite signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So the one that is for sure among the definite signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is Khasf Bayda. The other one that can be said for sure that it is among the indefinite signs of the reappearance is Khasf in Jabia. For the other ones, we may not have enough authentic narrations.
Resources and narrations. All right. So before the Imam is going to come, we are going to have some definite signs, and one of the signs is khasf, which is the swallowing up of land. And you said, according to the narrations, when we put them together, analyze them, it's the khasf taking place in Baida. It's the swallowing up of land taking place in Baida. So the land will swallow up the enemies of Imam who are coming to kill Imam, who the enemies are the army of Sufyani. And we have many other narrations which say there are other lands which are going to be swallowed up. Jabia in Syria, Harasta in Syria, and some say three swallowings in three different places, one in Baghdad, one in Iraq, one in Syria, and one in Baida. So, well, we have reached a conclusion that Khasf al-Baida is one of the definite signs of reappearance. Thank you so much, Dr. Karimi, being with us and providing us with such authentic narrations. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Where is the rising sun? Where is the spring of life? Where is the shining moon? Where is the firmest road? Please, oh please, please come. Every night and every day, every night and every day, never.